Written informed consent, of course, is vital, and it should be done by the surgeon doing the operation. The days are long gone when the house officer would just dash off a consent form. The consent form is always part of the medical legal record. If a case goes to court or it's reviewed by an expert, they'll look at the consent form very carefully to say what was actually on it. So it needs to be legible, and if it goes to court, the judge will want to look at the consent form, and if he can't understand it, you'll have a lot of sympathy for a patient who can't understand it. So don't have lots of abbreviations and things like that. It's all got to be in lay terms. And of course, it's just another plank in the evidence that you've provided a good standard of care.